Now we're going to take a look at the bear market trends using the two charts. These are standard like Excel charts where you don't get the best graphics, but you get the gist of the operation. The first one shows the 1929 to 1932 bear market for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The two moving averages, the blue line is for the 200-day moving average, which is a customary a definition used to define bear markets. Under the 200-day moving average, you're generally at the pretty well confirmed technically that you're in a bear market. The green line is the 55-day exponential moving average. It's the same one in my chart, so you can use it as a reference point. Actually, if you know about the T's and you know about market history, you only need to know the 55-day moving average, because bear market rallies act like a ball bouncing down the stairs, where you rebound partially. And as you can see, the red line, which represents the Dow Industrials, tends to pop up somewhat above the 55-day moving average, the green line, but not as much above as it was below. So that's the sort of the interesting case. If you look at the decline from the total peak from September of 29 down to the sort of the middle part of 32, that is a 33-month decline. The interesting point that I found out in the research is that that's 33 months. The 2000 to 2002 bear market is 31 months. There is also a 32-month bear market in the 40s, which was long, but not as severe, and not a particularly severe one, but it was 32 months. And one of the conclusions you reach is that when you're in a severe bear market for this century, it's 31, 32, or 33 months is the most likely total duration from peak to trough. The other thing that's particularly interesting about this one is that the first rally in a bear market is the best rally. I commented on that, you know, when we came out of the mid-March lows in 08, you were able to get the market to come up to a pretty good level by the time you get into May. Well, you can see the first drop, which is sometimes just called the crash, which you just drop straight away, and then rose up to, it is the best bear market rally. And that's because people at that time do not understand that there's a fundamental problem. What they think is that the bear market just had the bull market had just a slip up, and it's a really great buying opportunity. Once that rally, which is about 50% recovery, fails, and we begin to see that the fundamentals turn negative, nobody really wants to buy the bear market rallies and the bottoms. And it's very, very difficult to get anybody to buy this. You would think that as the market got lower, that there is more opportunity for, people would think there's a better opportunity because prices are lower. But it turns out that that's not the case. People don't think in terms of, technically you think about, we think about the opportunities for the rebound, but most people just think in terms of fundamentals, and by the time they find out that the banks are closing and people are being laid off and so forth, they don't really care about the charts anymore. They're just looking for an economic recovery. Having been burned by the whole episode, they're just looking for things to get straightened out, jobs to start to come back and so forth. So if you were to plot this on a logarithmic scale, which I will get done by mid-year, this tells a story of bear markets which just seem to get worse as you go down. That's the important thing to remember, and that's why most of these rallies don't turn out to be, they look good for the first 5 to 7 days, then they start to get suspicious, and maybe you get a little pop-up from some short covering, but in the end, only the people that are following the short-term trends have any interest in this, and the rest of mankind just floats off into the fundamental world and doesn't see anything. Okay, so let's go over to the next chart, which has got a little a problem. Let's see, I made an error in that chart. Well, I'm not sure what the error was. It's not much of an error in any case. I thought one of the labels was wrong. It looks okay. The This chart shows the second most severe bear market in this century. You remember that in my 200-year history, we had the 40-year cycle, and so you're going to get the severe bear markets in 40-year intervals. If you go back from 40 years from today, you know, you're back at the 73, 74 bear market. You see that the first rally, which you had in the, you came off the top in January of 73, and you came down, and then you had a rally up, which was pretty good. Then you dropped off in another wave. Then you had another rally that was okay, a little bit above the 55-day moving average. And then it just swan dived out and made a bottom, and then we started the new bull market in 74. That is a 40-year cycle. The problems were basically inflation. If you go back 40 years, prior to that, you ended up in the 29 to 32 year example. And but if you go back to the 1830s, you'll find another one of these, what I am typically going to call the one worst of a century, but it's really the double 80-year cycle lows. And the 80-year cycle lows are the 1830s, then there's about some 90 years later, you have the 29-32, and then 78 years later, you're in the present bear market. We tried to put those down as being the more severe ones. So this is a less severe one. This is a 50% decline. The 29 to 32 is an 89% decline, depending on what average you use to measure it and so forth. Okay, so the lesson that you come away from this one is that, you know, the bear markets are basically very vicious, and they don't give you much of an upside opportunity. Probably want to duck some of the rebound potential, but as the 74 example shows, that the thing just swan dived. There was no T's in there to help you. The rallies just came back to the 55-day moving average. The last one didn't even make it up to the 55-day moving average before it swan dived. So you want to be suspicious of any kind of accelerating trend after you get above the 55-day moving average for any length of time. Okay, that's it for today, and so we'll take a look at next week, but it's a good idea to remember what these historical patterns look like, and you can always refer to them later on. Thank you.